unless you've arranged it prior with an operating control tower. You're required to use a two-way radio when communicating with the control towers, and you need this when you operate to or from a controlled airport, regardless of weather. If your radio fails while you're inbound to a control tower airport, use your second radio. If both radios fail, which can happen by the simple failure of a microphone or a transmit selector switch, you should remain outside or above the traffic area until the direction of flow has been determined, and then join the airport traffic pattern by entering on a 45 to the downwind and watch the tower for light signals. The meaning of the various light signals are found in 91-125. Six different types of light signals, they have a different meaning on the surface and in the air. Possible light signals that a tower might issue are a steady green, a flashing green, a steady red, a flashing white, or an alternating red and green. I only found two questions regarding light signals. First one was, if an aircraft's radio fails, what is the recommended procedure when landing at a controlled airport? Of course, the answer is observe the traffic flow, enter the pattern, and look for a light signal from the tower. And the second one is, a steady green light signal directed from the control tower to an aircraft in flight is a signal that the pilot is clear to land. There are other questions regarding light signals, and I can only ponder why they're not in the question bank for this year's test, but I think the fact of the matter is that radios are extremely reliable, and a lot of aircraft have very good radios, and so a light signal, use of a light signal, although it's a possibility, is a rare occurrence. Let me talk about the light signals, though, so that you have an understanding of them. A steady green light signal on the surface means you're cleared for takeoff. If you're in the air, it means you're clear to land. A flashing green light signal on the surface means you're cleared for taxi. And a flashing green light signal in the air means return for a landing to be followed by a steady green at the proper time. A steady red light signal on the ground means stop. Steady red in the air means give way to other aircraft and continue circling. A flashing red signal on the ground means taxi clear of the runway in use. And a flashing red in flight means the airport is unsafe, do not land. A flashing white light on the surface means return to the starting point on the airport. It's not applicable in flight. And an alternating red and green, both on the ground and in flight, mean exercise extreme caution.